The job applicant, I presume. You're late. Has no one ever told you that you can only make a first impression once? Oh well, I suppose we do need the help. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. My name is Lydia, and I'm the chief maid in charge of this estate. Naturally, that puts me in charge of your interview as well. Come in now. The master of the house has been expecting you. That's right. I told them about you after the initial application for the butler position, and they've been looking forward to meeting you ever since. I believe we've already gone over most of the details of this position, but allow me to reiterate the key points for you. That is your cue to take out your pen and pad. You did not bring one? Ah, I see. You're such a skilled candidate that you can instantly memorize any information I offer you. Is that correct? Don't apologize. It's obviously my fault for getting my hopes up. Here, I thought there was a 1 in 100 chance that this might happen. I prepared a spare for you. Please, take thorough notes with it. Now, for the key point. It is a live-in butler position. Essentially, you take care of your employer, and they will take care of you. Yes, I understand you're curious, but I cannot tell you what our employer is like, because they asked me not to. They said they were looking forward to surprising you. That is about the only hint of the personality I can offer. Childish. Interesting. I suppose you are half wrong and half right, but you have other things to focus on right now. Like...
Lydia! Are you here yet?
Miss Kafka, please refrain from running indoors. You could have injured this guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be more careful.
You say that every time, you know.
And I mean it every time.
I wish you would act like it. Just once.
Yes, yes. Anyway, this is him. My new butler. It's nice to meet you.
It is a new applicant for the position, yes. But this gentleman has not been yet hired. Please don't give him any strange ideas.
But just look at him. He's handsome. He looks very kind. He has a cute face. And he knows how to dress. I think he would be perfect for the job.
With all due respect, m'lady, I will be the judge of that. And we both know there's more to this position than appearances. More importantly, was it okay to reveal yourself so soon? Didn't you want to surprise him? You forgot again, didn't you?
Well, isn't this, another kind of surprise?
M'lady, please, just let us get back to work.
Fine, but just make sure to bring him to my dining room later, just like we discussed. I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Of course, we wouldn't miss it.
Well, I'll see you later, Mr. Butler, sir. Bye.
She really is such a free spirit. Maybe too much for her own good. But I can't help if I spoil her sometimes. Exactly. That was the lady of the house, Miss Kafka. Please do not be fooled by her young appearance and immature mannerisms. Miss Kafka is the co-owner of this estate, and it takes great care of all employees here. You'll see them more as we continue the tour in the grounds. Everyone here wants to become her strength. I say that's the most important part of this position. The second most important would be punctuality. If you understand, then come along. Oh, it looks like we concluded the tour just in time. I do hope it gave you a clear idea of the work environment. Excellent. Now, let's meet up with Miss Kafka for lunch. You can practice serving her, but don't worry. We'll also have a meal prepared just for you. I assure you, it will be some of the finest cuisines you can imagine. But if you are accepted for this position, our kitchen team will be happy to accommodate any requests. M'lady, we have arrived.
It's about time. I was starving. You know, I was looking forward to this all day. I can't wait to see how today's meal tastes.
Don't worry, m'lady. The wait is over. Sir, please have a seat next to the lady. Yes, you'll be bringing the food to her, but you don't need to think about it too much. Just go over there.
Mr. Butler, I presume. How was that? Did I sound like her? You can be honest. You really think so? Then all my practice was worth it. You seem like a lot of fun, mister. Thank you, but you can just call me Kafka. Lydia likes to use all those stiff words, but you don't need to. Yep, just like that. So, are you ready for the meal? That's great. Since it's your first time, we want to surprise you with the kind of food we have. So please, just sit still and close your eyes. Don't open them until I say you can. Got it? Perfect. Now then, excuse me.
That's no good, sir. She told you to keep your eyes closed. Why are you opening them? If you want to work here, you have to do better at following instructions. But for now, because of the paralytic effect, opening your eyes is pretty much all you can do. I'll come closer so you don't have to strain yourself. Tell me, why do you look so confused? I already said you would practice serving her food. It's a simple task, don't you think? Although, I will admit, the paralysis takes a little getting used to. Shouldn't be a problem, though. She's almost finished.
That was delicious.
Okay, but what do we do when we're finished?
Oh, right. I almost forgot. Here you go, mister. You can't see it now, but I'm giving you a couple of my cutest band-aids. You can appreciate them in the mirror later. You've earned them. You have a real talent for producing some fine blood. It's sweet, but also a little spicy, and has a savory aftertaste. I just love it. I want to drink some of this every day.
Isn't that great? She doesn't give that kind of praise just to anyone. She describes many employees here as having stale blood. So you should take the pride in her words. I know I would, if she allowed me the honor.
Oh, Lydia, not that again. Mister, go on and tell her. Tell her that she doesn't need to offer her blood. That she's done enough for me ever since my parents went away. Tell her that she's the most important part of this house. Go on.
You really mean that, sir? My, that's so kind of you to say. I didn't realize the flattery was in the job description. Maybe you are the right person for the position after all.
See? That's what I was telling you. You sure are lucky. She usually turns down applicants left and right, but even Lydia wants to keep you with us.
I believe he's so excited. He's at a loss for words. Don't worry, sir. The effect will wear off in about a minute or so.
And I bit you gently, so it won't leave a scar.
Milady is always so thoughtful. Make sure to thank her when you... Oh, he's moving again.
Welcome back. How do you feel? No, silly, I didn't ask if you want to leave. I asked how you feel. It's your first time going through paralysis, so it might be a little off-putting, but I guess you feel fine if you're standing up right away.
I think he's just going for the door. Maybe he wants to leave work early and go home.
That's kind of weird. Doesn't he know he lives here now?
He would, if he would read the paperwork he signed before coming for the interview. You know, the part about how appearing at the residence is equal to accepting the proposed job offer. I realize this may seem like an ambush since you didn't pay enough attention, but I assure you, it is legally binding. So technically, you were hired the moment you showed up. Congratulations.
Yay! You did it, mister. I'll get to drink so much more delicious blood. And we're gonna have so much fun together. I'm so excited.
It's true. You will. Ever since Miss Kafka was turned into a vampire, 10 years ago, I've been looking after her. And there has never been a dull moment ever since. You can experience it too. For the next 2 weeks. That's right. 2 weeks. That's how long the trial period is. After all, you can choose to stay or seek employment elsewhere. Oh, I guess you didn't read that either. I bet you convinced yourself that you got trapped into some lifelong contract with a vampire, didn't you? I can see it in the beads of sweat on your face. Quite the wild imagination you have there.
See? I told you the surprise would be perfect. We really had him scared. It added a nice chill to his blood.
That's wonderful, m'lady. It seems you perfectly lived up to our expectations, sir. Well done. But you still look very worried. Is something bothering you?
Turn? Why would you turn? That's a silly thing to say.
Oh, right. I see the confusion now. Please relax, sir. Like most people nowadays, you just have a common misconception. Being bit by a vampire doesn't turn you into a vampire. Like some kind of disease. So you won't have to worry about that. Yes, I did say she turned into a vampire, but I never said she was attacked or anything. It's genetic. It happens to run in the family. The genes activate at random ages. That's why we get vampires of all shapes and sizes, even though they don't physically age afterwards. That's right. Her parents are away, on a business trip. I assure you they are perfectly healthy. They just travel a lot for their work. Always here, even before this happened. But they return as often as they can.
I hope you can meet Mama and Papa while you're here. Our chefs are great, but Mama makes the best lasagna you'll ever eat, I swear. And she's super pretty. But don't go falling in love with her. And Papa always has so many funny stories to tell. It's never boring with him around. You'll love hanging out with them.
Surprised? You didn't think a vampire household could be so normal, did you? They are actually quite common. They just don't advertise it. Well, neither did we. Other than that, it is a very routine butler position. I think you do well here, but it is up to you. In the meantime, let's enjoy our 2 weeks together, sir.
I'm sorry about the prank, but don't worry, I promise to only drink your blood with prior approval through our consent forms. I don't want to do anything wrong. Lydia said the only thing scarier than a vampire is the government, so I have to be extra careful.
For the record, one of the forms was also included in your paperwork. Please, pay more attention to what you signed during your time here.
What she said. Anyway, please take good care of me, and welcome home.